people will remember there was a banking levy imposed on the banks after they were responsible for crashing the economy and resulting in a multi-billion euro bailout. That banking levy is to come to an end in 2021, so there'll be no levy placed on the banks next year. And that levy brings in currently 150 million euro per year. Now, we in Sinn Féin are very clear there has to be 100% redress. That has to be given regardless of how we fund it. It's the right thing and it's the proper thing and it's equality for those houses that are affected. But this is one way that we're showing the government that where the banks can contribute over a multi-annual programme to actually contribute to the funding of such a scheme.
Now, I know you were talking to the Finance Minister last week as it relates to the scheme. Have you any updates today? And do you feel the Minister is doing enough with regards to pushing this issue on?
Yeah, well, we raised this with the Minister for Finance. It's obviously one angle to all of this. And there's particular issues in relation to those who are looking to secure a mortgage, who may be in a mica-affected homes and can't do so because of the rules. So we've asked the Minister of Finance to intervene, but also on the broader question whether he has followed up with the banks in relation to the contribution that they have to make, and which is, you know, passed a motion that was passed by Sinn Féin and the Dáil unanimously, calling for 100% redress, but also to make sure that we ask those institutions to pay towards the cost of that. Unfortunately, the Minister hasn't, you know, lifted the phone. He hasn't written them. He hasn't met with the banks. I think that's quite surprising. I've met with a number of the banks. I've raised this issue myself, but I'm not the Minister for Finance, and that's what he should be doing. He has given a commitment that he's going to do that over the next number of weeks. But the reality is this is coming to a head. You know, the report, working group report, is to be published on Thursday. We need a government decision immediately after that, and we need the right decision in terms of 100% redress.
Now, another element to this are those living in the likes of Derry and Tyrone who have holiday homes in Donegal. Your party colleague, Councillor Sandra Duffy, is to bring forward a motion to Derry City and Strabane District Council later this week, calling for those to be prioritised, those affected in the north to be prioritised as well. That's obviously something you'll be campaigning for.
Yeah, I think there needs to be equality in relation to the type of schemes that we've had here in the south. At the end of the day, you know, when you look at the pirate scheme, it was one application. It didn't determine the type of application, whether it was your permanent resident or otherwise. And I think that's the type of principle that should be followed through in relation to this scheme as well.